Good morning, Ian.
Kimmy, hello.
How are you?
I'm splendidly well, thank you very much. Quite busy, but really good.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're getting very excited, like the rest of us, about the Wanderer Festival.
I 100% am. It's really exciting, kind of getting towards the pointy end and getting a kind of stronger sense of what it's going to feel and look like on the ground. Yeah, you know, in some ways, this is going to sound terrible, in some ways we put these gigs on for ourselves because we enjoy them so much. It's going to be a lot of fun on the ground.
I bet. We know a lot about the music aspects. So, I mean, some of the bands that are coming, people like the Dandy Warhols, Wolf Mother that I love, and a whole heap in between.
Look, totally, totally. I mean, those kind of headline bands, they are really magnificent. But the undercard is pretty strong. You know, I'm really looking forward to Emma Donovan and, I mean, the Teskeys, they're a headliner, really, aren't they? A wonderful band. Jess Ribeiro will be great. Some of the locals, like Robin Martin, who I'm sure that a whole lot of people who are listening will know Robin. She has this new record coming out and played a bunch of it live about a month ago that we listened to. So amazingly good. My goodness me. Brilliant, brilliant.
Now talk about the Wanderer Festival and how it came about, because I want to know all the ins and outs and who was the brainchild and what happened.
Well, look, I mean, it's very much the brainchild of Simon Daly and his wife, Mella. Simon, people may or may not know, founded the Balls Festival way back when and has, you know, created a whole lot of festivals since then. He moved just before everything went crazy and the pandemic, just moved to Pambula Beach and fell in love with the place and has got a broader team of people around him, mostly locals but a few outsiders, including myself, to think about making a new festival down there for the Sapphire Coast. That really, Wanderer has grown out of that.
How lucky are we that he moved to Pambula?
Well, he reckons he's lucky. that you folks exist and that he can live there. He's there with his family. They're very established now and going to school and loving the beach and loving the surf. So I think he's the one, and that family, they feel pretty lucky.
It is a beautiful area down there. It really is unspoiled. More and more people are discovering it. That's okay. I was just saying to you off air, you can go to a beach on the Sapphire Coast and be the only one there.
Well, I've done that. When I've been visiting over the last 12 months as we've been preparing this, and I often bring my Kelpie dog. We do beach walks every morning, not very far away from town. And like you say, there's one or two other people there. It's amazing. You can have a surf, you can have a swim. And yeah, honestly, seriously, it's pretty good.
Now, Ian, you are the artistic director for the Wanderer program. So tell us about your role in the show.
Well, I guess one of the things that people will discover when they come and see Wanderer is that it really is a music and arts festival. So, yes, I mean, there is a ton of incredible music, and we know people are coming for the music, and that's, you know, and I'm there for the music too. But there is a huge program of performance, circus, comedy. There's some kind of amazing workshops. And there are so many things to kind of do. My feeling is that people will come for the music, but they might leave, and one of their favourite things might be seeing, you know, Otto and Astrid, a Berlin kind of comedy band who are playing in our Big Top, or Work It, which is currently in, well, actually a lot of our performance program is currently in Edinburgh at the Fringe.
Oh.
Getting amazing reviews.
Wow.
And they'll be swinging back to Australia, and we'll be one of the first gigs that they do. And Otto and Astrid are some of those. Malia Walsh is coming with some of her circus stuff, particularly a show called Children Are Stinky that adults will love, but the kids will love it probably a little bit more. a show that has been all over the world and received incredible awards. We've got kind of this amazing guy called Mario Queen of the Circus. I mean, he does this kind of audience participation stuff. He gets flown to Europe to perform on the street. And he, yeah, like, I'm not even going to describe it. The things that he does with an audience are just absolutely staggeringly, brilliantly good.
I think anyone going to the Wanderer Festival is going to walk away with their mind blown, Ian.
Well, that's what we hope. I actually do think they will. They will be amazed about how much stuff is there. we have this kind of huge dance program where you'll see people dancing, but also kind of there's a kind of participatory dance thing. We have this project called the Big Lost Band, and it had its first rehearsal last weekend at Wollumla Community Hall, and it will rehearse every Sunday in Wollumla Community Hall, and anyone can join. We're making a big rock and roll band out of the locals. Lots of kids, lots of grown-ups. We're going to learn five banging rock and roll numbers, and we're going to play them live on the Sunday afternoon, hanging on by our fingernails.
Wow.
It might be the musical highlight of the gig.
I think it might be.
Oh, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I'm going to tell you about a couple more things, if that's all right. There's a project called Franken Toys. It's run by a company called Team Textile. We have bought 500 soft toys, right, from the shop. And what they do, and you get to do it too, the audience gets to do it too, is you might take Bart Simpson's head and take it off there gently, then sew it on to Winnie the Pooh's body.
Oh.
And make a pair of slippers from it.
Oh, it is Frankenstein, isn't it?
Yeah. They are so good at it. They'll help you do it. There are sewing machines and sewing experts. And you can make your own bespoke Franken toy. Now, come on, what could be better than that?
That's amazing. What a terrific idea.
Yeah.
Now, that's called interaction.
Interaction is one of the things that I am most interested in. So, you know, we've got all this fantastic performance stuff and we'll blow your mind. But you might finish up doing something, being in something in a way that you don't, you know, it's not embarrassing. It's just cool.
Yeah.
That might be the highlight of your weekend. It's very possible.
Boy, it sounds amazing. And it's not too far in the future. It's in September.
Yeah, it feels like it's a month and a week away. We were just saying that to ourselves yesterday, day before, and all going a little bit trembly. But we'll be right.
You are going to knock it out of the ballpark. It is going to be incredible. I'm so excited after talking to you about it. I feel like a kid in a candy store and can't wait.
Fantastic. Well, you make sure you're there. I'll be there. I'll be wearing a white cowboy hat, maybe initially looking a little bit frightened and then looking very happy, I suspect.
Ian, thank you so much for having a chat with me this morning. It's been absolutely terrific, mate.
Yeah, splendid, Kimmy. Really, really nice to talk to you. Enjoyed it very much.